We cannot say eye to eye. We cannot smile nose for nose. Still, one cannot help noticing that rather more than half of the lines run north-south in Nemes's and Bucharest directions, while the others go west-east in search for Malazis from with Bulgarad for tiny tots, though it looks when schnupstling alongside other incunabula, it has its cardinal points for all that. These ruled barriers along which the traced words run, march, halt, walk, stumble at doubtful points, stumble up again in comparative safety, seem to have been drawn, first of all, in a pretty checker, with lampblack and blackthorn. Such crossing is anti-Christian, of course, but the use of the homeborn shillelagh as an aid to calligraphy shows a distinct advance from savagery to barbarism. It is seriously believed by some that the intention may have been geodetic, or, in the view of the Kenyan, domestic economical. But by writing this Hithaway's end-to-end and turning-turning and end-to-end Hithaway's writing, with lines of letters slittering up and louds of ladders slittering down, the old semi-to-my-place and jip-pet back again from them, let rise till hum let sleep, where in the wastes is the wisdom? Another point in addition to the original sound, pounce powder, drunkard paper or soft rag used, any better inhanger in room, the cherries. Any veteran hanger in Aust Social can see the scene for himself. A wee tofty odd room, the cherry spluttered on one carrig, a dark edition of ooze from Dalbania, any got's quaint quantity of raki, a Portugal and some buck setting out on the sofa. You remember the sort of softball sucker Motri used to tell us when we were all birubias or nippies and messes. It has acquired accretions of tericious matter whilst loitering in the past. The tea-time stained terminal, not the tag, mummer, or our show's a failure, is a cozy little brown study all to oneself, and whether it be thumbprint, made mark, or just a poor trait of the artless, its importance in establishing the identities in the writer complexus, for if the hand was one, the minds of active and agitated were more than so, will be best appreciated by never forgetting that both before and after the Battle of the Boyne, it was a habit not to sign letters always. Tip.